Hello, welcome to the Thursday, March 26, 2015 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Houston, Texas. In diaries today, we have some thoughts from Daniel about certificate pinning. Remember, we just had yet another set of fraudulent certificates being found by Google. Now, Google, as I mentioned already, does some limited certificate pinning. Of course, that doesn't help all these thousands of other domains that are potentially being hijacked. What Daniel experienced is that his ISP totally redid his infrastructure, so mail servers changed hosting providers and the like, which of course could be an indication of something fishy going on if you don't know that this is what the ISP was doing. The ISP also changed certificates at the same time, so there was always a threat that these certificates were fraudulent. In Daniel's case, apparently everything worked out okay, but it would be nice to be able to verify whether these certificates were supposed to be issued. The way certificate pinning is usually implemented is that a warning will pop up if a certificate is found from a different certificate authority. On the other hand, that also kind of locks you in to a particular certificate authority, and users would receive warnings if you ever legitimately change certificate authorities. I think this problem really at this point hinders certificate pinning, and additional technologies like Dane may help with this dilemma. Another topic I like to talk about is NoSQL databases and the lack of authentication that's often found in these setups. Recently, for example, we had a remote code execution in Elasticsearch that was widely exploited. So it's nice to see a honeypot that's able to collect more information about these attacks. Elastic Honey is the name of the project. You'll find a link to it in the show notes. Haven't had a chance yet to play with it, but certainly will try to set it up later and see how well it works. And Palo Alto is reporting about an interesting Android vulnerability that is affecting Android up to version 4.2. Some 4.3 versions are affected as well. 4.4 should be safe. The problem here is with the installer that's being used by Android to install applications. The way the exploit would work is that a user first installs an application that the user thinks is benign, and the application also does not ask for any particular privileges. When the user then installs a second application from a non-Google Play App Store, this application will ask for permissions. Now, this application is one the user specifically wants to install. It's a good application. It is possibly a verified application. But as this application is installed, the first application the user installed takes over the second application, and the user then inadvertently, by giving the second application privileged access, also gives the first application escalated privileges. So as Palo Alto correctly points out, this is a time of check versus time of use vulnerability, where the application does present information that can then later be altered before it is actually executed. And apparently British telecom users continue to have problems with voice over IP fraud, and it's not quite clear who is to blame for it. Now, bugs in voice over IP gear aren't new, and we certainly have seen a number of sort of authentication bypass or default passwords in voice over IP systems. In this case, however, it appears to be more a factor of a bad setup that the customer is more responsible for than British Telecom in these cases. Apparently, the problem here is that voice over IP systems are not sufficiently isolated from other systems within the same networks, so they're not moved to their own VLAN, which is commonly done even just for performance reasons. And while this by itself shouldn't really be a huge problem, but if you add weak passwords or other vulnerabilities to the mix here, then probably you end up with voice over IP fraud. The bad guys in this case will use the voice over IP system then to resell voice over IP services. Something we have seen in the past that's not really discussed in this context is also that fraudsters may assign themselves extensions within companies with open voice over IP systems to appear then to be working for this company. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.